This is Lamed Slamed Fimudaf, I am Bezamadaf, Fimudaf, I am Bezamadaf. So our Gemara brings a pasuk in Sefer Shemais Perichov Ches Pasuk Lamed Bez, where it's talking about the Big Day Kuna, and it ends off, Kefi Sachriya Loi, Loi Yikorea. And our Gemara learns from here, there's an Isser, there's a lav to rip the Big Day Kuna. And the Shaila is, why does it say a Lashon of Loi Yikorea, it should not be ripped? L'chayra should say, but if in loy sikra that it shouldn't that you shouldn't rip it. What's loy yikareya? It shouldn't be ripped. And l'chera now, if we're saying in that lashon, our whole shell of the gemara, if there is an alav or not, l'chera would not come into play because it says straight out. So let's try it says in a roundabout way of loy yikareya. So if you look at the Rambam writes in Hilchos Kli Hamikdash Perek Tes Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, v'akireya piyam il leka shenemar loy yikareya v'agdin l'chol big dekuna. That the Rambam is saying that there's a din in this lav that it's specifically if you were kairan derech hashchasa in a destructive manner, only that eifen have you violated that lav. That is the sheet of the Rambam. The Karmel Chagiga asks a kasha on this Rambam from the sugya in Zvachim. It's a bit of a complicated sugya. Basically, it comes out that if Big Day Kuna becomes Tamei, if it becomes tummy outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so the Gemara tries to come up with many different eitzes on how to get it back into the Beis HaMikdash in a taradik manner. And the shaila is, why can't you just rip it? Why can't you just rip these Big Day Kuhuna, which are tummy? If you rip it, then it loses its tumma, its paka the tumma, and then you can bring it back in after sewing it back up. So the shaila is, why can't you do that? So it's clear in the Sugya, and also the Pasuk in the Rambam, that the reason why you can't do that is because of the Isser of Loi Korea. There's an Isser to rip the Big Day Kuna. Frak the Karmel Chagiga, if according to the Rambam, the whole Isser of Loi Korea is Dafka Derech Hashchasa, L'chayra in a circumstance where the point of ripping it is in order to make it fit for the Avaida, to take away the Tumma, L'chayra is on Derech Hashchasa. It's for a tikkun, it's for a constructive purpose. And if it's for constructive purpose, l'chayra, it shouldn't be derech hashchasa. It's not considered derech hashchasa. It's not derech hashchasa. There's no love. So Zakta Michas Chinuch, Mitzvah Kuf Aleph, he explains that it doesn't matter that there happens to be a circumstance that it happens to be a constructive purpose. L'maisa, right now, you're at some maisa, when you rip these big day kuna that happen to be tameh, is this a maisa which is destructive in and of itself? If you just look at the Prasta Maisa, you don't look at the entire picture. Is there a Hashchasa? Yes, it is. And therefore, the lav is going to apply. It doesn't matter what your Kavana is. And the Kasha L'Chair on this one, Gaz Chinuch, is a famous Kasha from Hashabbos. The Hilchos Shabbos we pass in Kareal Maisai, it's not considered to be Mekalkal. We know by Shabbos is a klal that if you're Mekalkal, there is no Chiyav Chatas. However, Kareal Maisai, Gemara Shabbos, we learned that there is going to be a chiyuv. It's not considered to be a kilkel. Why? Because kriya mesa, even though the etzem mesa kriya looks like hashchasa, since in the bigger picture, you're doing it to mekayim the mitzvah, and there is somewhat of constructive purpose, it doesn't have a demekalkel. I lachar, according to Michas Chinuch, when it comes to Big Day Kuna, he says, we don't look at your kavana, we look at the etzem mesa. And if the etzem mesa is derech hashchasa, it's considered derech hashchasa. It doesn't matter that in your circumstance it happens to be constructive. At the end of the day, this maisa is a maisa of hashchasa. So we could say there is a chiluk. And the chiluk is based on the lashon of the pasuk. By Big Day Kuna it says lo yikareya. And the verb there we could say klar chakira. What's the gedder of this iser when it comes to Big Day Kuna? Is it pshat that the Torah is saying an iser on the gavra? That's saying on this Gavra, you shouldn't rip the Big Day Kuna? Or no, the Torah is not saying that this Gavra, the Torah is telling you, avoid ripping Big Day Kuna. Rather, the Torah is telling you, the Big Day Kuna should not be ripped. It's a din the chefts of the Big Day Kuna. We could say the Lashon Apostle is lo yikareya. Not a din the Gavra, a din the chefts. The Torah doesn't care about you. It cares about the Kedusha and the sanctity of the Big Day Kuna. You have to treat it with respect. It's a din the chefts of the Big Day Kuna. And Mamela, we can say that's why it says Lashon Lei Kareya. Mashayin came by Shabbos. Over there it's in the Gavra. Doesn't care. The Torah doesn't care if something gets ripped on Shabbos. It cares about you doing a Maisa Malacha. Lefiza, we could explain this is the chilek between Shabbos and Big Day Kuna. By Big Day Kuna, the vert is in the Etzem Beged. Did you rip this beged b'derech hashchasa? Yes, if you should look at the beged, of course, it's derech hashchasa. We don't care where your attention is. You're irrelevant. You're not part of the Isser. And therefore, we only view on this beged. And was this beged torn b'derech hashchasa? Yes, therefore the law is going to apply. Mashiach, when it comes to Shabbos, over there it's in the Gavra. And over there, since it didn't the Gavra, we have to see mitzad you. Is this a Maisa Kilkel or not? And since it's mitzad you, Kareal Mesa, it's not a Maisa Kilkel, therefore we could say that it's not going to be considered to be a Mekalkel. So let's very quickly, again, let's start again from the beginning. There are Paskins that when it comes to the Isser of Leikareah, it's Dafkab Derech Hashchasa. Again, we ask the Kasha, why say B'lashon Loi Korea seems to be focused on the Teitza? Yeah, the Rabbim holds that Loi Korea is a din in the Teitza. Masha Inkein, and we ask the Kasha again on the Rambam from the din Sugim Sechas Zvachim, where the Gemara tells us that if Big Day Kuna go outside the Beis Hamikdash and comes Tamei, you have to figure out Eitza how to get it back into the Azara. And the Kasha, why don't you just rip it? So he gives him a word, you can't just rip it because Isser of Leikareah. The kasha is, if the Rambam says it's Dafka Derech Hashchasa, here it's not Derech Hashchasa. And we explained that based on the Mechaschinuch says that Derech Hashchasa, we view the Etzem Maisa. And since this Maisa is Hashchasa, therefore it's Derech Hashchasa. We don't care what your Cheshbon is, we don't care that there is a Tikkun. We ask the Lechair from Shabbos. Shabbos is not like that. Kareal Mesa is not considered to be Mekalkal because we view the constructive purpose even outside of the Etzem Maisa. And we said, maybe there's a chilik, the Metaritz is Kasha. On Mechas Chinuch, we could say there's a chilik in Shabbos and the Isser to rip Begadim. On Shabbos, it's a din of the Gavra. To rip Begadim Kuna, it's a din of the Cheftza, or focus on the Cheftza. And therefore, we said the Cheftza, it's Derech Hashchasa. However, if Shabbos is just focused on the Gavra, we could say that it's a constructive purpose is going to make an impact. And therefore, even though it's true when it comes to Shabbos, Kareal Mesa is considered to be a Tikkun because we focus on the Gavra and on the circumstances around it. When it comes to the din of ripping Big Day Kuna, where it's a din the Chefza, we just view the Chefza and we do not bring the Gavra and his Cheshbonus into the picture. Everyone have an amazing day.